Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting 7th. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lettman. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Clinton moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton scores. Moorhead moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moorhead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon is hit by the pitch. Bressuit moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to third for the out. Nixon moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaz misplays the ball. That's an error on DeLahaz. Nixon scores. Moorhead moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Moorhead scores. Geiger goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. As Q is 0 for 1 in the game. As Q strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Green pinch hits for Gary Bell. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards short. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moorhead hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling is hit by the pitch. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 4 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahas fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from SQ and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLahas hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. as Q hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 4 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards second. DeLaha scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Woody Held pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.